for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This isn't over, Brent. Seattle was just the beginning, barely the beginning, really.
This is gonna keep happening?
This is what is happening. This is the world now. The waves are just gonna keep coming. Higher and faster, reaching further and further until everything we know is gone.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, just stop for a second, okay?
Sure, I can stop for a second.
Look, I'm sorry, but it's not the exact same thing is not going to happen in a totally different part of the world on the exact same night.
That's the wrong way to think about it.
Excuse me?
The Earth doesn't think of Seattle and South America as different places. They're all just extensions of a single structure. When one part of that structure moves, it pushes on all the other parts. What happened to Seattle, what's happening right now in Argentina, what's about to happen everywhere else, from the Earth's point of view, it's all one thing.
What do you mean, everywhere else?
Somewhere. Far below us for a really long time. I'm talking deep into prehistory. There's been some kind of buildup happening, some kind of pressure. Two solid pieces of something, I don't know what, have been aligned against each other in some kind of intolerable adjacency. One of these pieces has always wanted to move, and the other has always wanted to stay still. And today, and I know this because I can feel it deep in my rectum, the moving part won. It pushed hard enough on the unmoving part to snap off the piece that was in its way. So now it's free to move as much as it wants to, and it's not going to stop moving until it hits something strong enough to make it stop. And until that happens...
More tsunamis.
For a start.
For a start?
Of course, new volcanoes, old volcanoes coming back to life, superheated geysers.
And you can somehow tell, based on which part of your butthole hurts, where in the world something's gonna...
Yes, And right now, it's everywhere. I'm actually going to try to grit my teeth and bear it for the rest of the call, because if I yell every time it happens tonight, this conversation's never going to get where it needs to go.
Do you know how long ago I would have hung up on you if...
Probably a lot of calls coming in, right?
Oh, you think? You think maybe I'm getting calls?
You want to take one of them?
No, I don't want to... Are you out of your mind? I'm with you for the duration.
Well, that's awfully nice to hear, but I would completely understand if...
You think I'm being nice?
Oh, well...
You think I'm still on this call because I'm afraid of bruising your tender heart?
Oh, sounds like something happened.
Well, you were monologuing just now while you were saying all that frou-frou shit about the Earth.
The news feeds.
Argentina. Uruguay. Just the short paragraphs, like you said. No real information.
Gotcha.
So no, I'm not letting you off this fucking phone, Shorty. You think if I had Lee Harvey Oswald, if I had, Nixon, fresh off resigning, if goddamn Bin Laden called my show before the second tower fell?
Well, I don't know how I feel about these comparisons.
You think if I had any of those assholes on at the moment of their greatest relevance, that I would even take a call from my mom?
Well, I hope your mom isn't listening right now.
I hope she is. I hope she knows she raised her boy not to take his hand off the bridle, no matter how hard the beast kicks. My numbers are going up like a filling station under Jimmy Carter, because everyone is telling everyone about you. So I hope my mom is listening in fucking surround sound when I say I wouldn't kick you out of bed for Tawny Catane.
Well, that obviously means a lot to me, Brent, and of course we'll have to start planning soon. But if you actually did feel like calling your mom...
Planning?
Phone lines in St. Paul should be fine for a while, and I'd be happy to call back.
Wait a minute. Did I tell you that my mom...
Is in St. Paul? Yeah, a few minutes ago. You said something like, thank God she's in St. Paul.
Right. And you said...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter that she's thousands of miles away from either coast?
Well, I don't know how in the weeds you want to get.
Are you telling me there's a tsunami coming? Big enough to...
What, hit the Twin Cities? No, come on, that's crazy. That's not like she's going to die this week.
Leo?
No, your mom's, what, at least 60? Probably more, but at least that...
What kind of reaction are you trying to get out of me right now?
I'm just saying that over a certain age, it's hard to... thrive without access to hospitals.
What's going to happen to the hospitals in the middle of the fucking continent?
But basically, okay, after every coastal city in North America is smashed into rubble, the economy's going to fall apart pretty fast, right?
Who says every coastal city is going to...
I do. So that means no central authority, governmental or corporate, so there won't be any organizing entity to distribute essential goods.
You mean food?
Well, food, yeah, but also medical supplies, prescription drugs, antibiotics, and when there's a run on the stores, and there's gonna be a run on the stores, that's traditionally the kind of scenario where younger people come out best.
Traditionally?
So you have to think about the mentality in the wake of something like that.
Whose mentality? My mom's?
No, doctors, nurses, hospital staff. My guess is they'll try to keep working for a while, you know, sense of duty, but if you've got family at home, if the shelves at the stores are all empty, past a certain point, you're just going to raid the supply closet and run. Eventually, folks are going to show up at the hospital and find nobody there. Now, I'm not saying your mom needs any kind of regular medical attention.
She does.
Seriously, Brent, if you need to call her...
So we do something, right?
What?
All that shit you just said, we don't let it happen.
Oh, okay.
We've got you!
Yeah, I figured we have to do this part.
I've got the platform, you've got the bowels. Let's save some lives. When's the next one?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters if you know where the next one's happening.
It's the Carolinas next, then Spain.
Okay, okay, the Carolinas. We can work with that, even if it's just half an hour again. We can still
now,
probably...
Brent, it's not going to be in half an hour. The biggest tsunami in Earth history is going to hit North and South Carolina in a couple minutes. but it's only going to hold that title for a couple minutes, and then an even bigger one is going to hit Portugal and Morocco, and then a couple minutes after that...
Okay, that's enough, Shorty, that's enough! When does it stop?
I mean, it's not.
Of course it's going to stop. Everything stops.
Okay, technically, yeah, it's going to stop, but not in any way that'll be meaningful to...
Fuck you. No trailing off. To what?
Human lifespans. A couple generations of people is, what, 100 years? It's not going to stop at 100 years. This is the Earth. It's on its own time. It barely knows we're here. Picture a dog circling its favorite pillow for 1,000 years. It's thinking about the nap, not the fleas.
Then...
Yeah?
Then why the fuck did you call me? Shorty, why'd you call me? What are we doing here?
I've had 2 years to think about this moment.
What's 2 years? 2 years since what?
Since I started feeling the Earth. And realizing what that meant, how I could use it, what I could offer.
What the fuck happened 2 years ago that you could... What, you got bitten by a magic tectonic plate?
I already told you, the breathing.
Oh, the breathing.
Yeah, Brent, I led with this, come on.
So you're saying that faux Tibetan bullshit you pulled to get in Michelle Fo-Rink's pants...
Well, more specifically, I wanted her to fall in love with me.
You're saying that somehow caused you to...
But of course it didn't work. It never works. By the time I have something to offer, they've always moved on. She got hired somewhere, left the shared office space, and that was that.
And you didn't drop the whole shtick immediately?
Oh, I was way too far down the rabbit hole by then.
The rabbit hole of mindful breathing?
Now, you laugh, but I bet you're reading about the Carolinas right now.
Fuck you.
I'm not happy about it. I'm not gloating. It's just what is.
This aerial footage. It's like there was a war.
I probably should have worked with a proper breathing coach, you know? Somebody who knew what they were doing and would adhere to just one of the traditions rather than...
Traditions again. The breathing traditions.
But gurus are expensive and books are cheap. And websites are free. So I started mixing and matching my favorite stuff from various sources. Eastern, New Age, whatever it was. But I kept hitting this wall. You know, like this one level I couldn't get past. And eventually I realized I couldn't advance any further while I was around a whole world of people breathing in short, frantic, workaholic bursts. It's like trying to sing one particular song while everyone around you is singing a different one.
How would you even know if you're advancing in the field?
So I started going into fields and forests late at night, anywhere I could think of where I could get other people's rhythms out of my mind and just focus on breathing in tandem with the earth.
But, Leo...
You're gonna mock me, I know.
No, Shorty, I'm not. I'm just asking. The earth doesn't have lungs, right? How do you breathe in tandem with something that is not breathing?
Brent, are you ever alone?
Am I alone?
Is your life ever quiet?
I mean, you're a fan, right? You listen to the show.
Every episode, sometimes twice.
So you know I'm not married. I have no kids. My mom's in St. Paul.
Right, but...
So any given night, if I'm not fucking somebody, I'm alone.
Yeah, but like you said, I'm a fan. So I see the rest of it, too.
There's no rest of it.
I see you up at all hours answering questions on Twitter, Insta, Discord...
Yeah, I'm a brand. I've never denied it.
Plus, you have new ads all the time. New sponsors, so you must be in contact with those people on an ongoing basis.
I don't know what point you're... I run a one-man business. Of course I talk to... Are you asking if I'm busy?
I'm saying, do you ever feel like you're properly alone? Not lonely, but just... with yourself.
I mean, oh, fuck, there's more news coming up. Something about...
That's just gonna keep happening till the internet goes out. Can we please stay focused?
You're telling me... Wait, the internet's gonna...
Do you ever feel alone?
No! Okay, I'm by myself, technically. There's no one else in the room. But I feel people there pressing on me. All their wants or whatever, all their...
See? That's what I thought. Listening to your show, watching you online. And I don't blame you, either. A man like you, with your responsibilities, what else can you do?
I think sometimes...
Yeah?
Sorry, there's some new footage.
Turn your screens off if you need to.
Yeah, not happening.
Okay.
Sometimes I think back to when I was nobody. And how hard I fought to not be nobody. But now...
Right. Being nobody isn't all bad. Like, for example, if nobody's tweeting at you or calling you with some offer, if nobody gives a shit about you at all, one thing you can do with all that disregard is go deep into the woods while the sun is setting and stay there till it gets too dark to find your way out.
Oh, that's one of the pluses?
That's alone. That's the kind of quiet that makes you realize you never knew what quiet was before. And honestly, Brent, until you've been in that kind of darkness and quiet night after night, I don't think you can say that the earth doesn't breathe. It takes a long time, sure, so many hours of silence, terror, wind, loneliness, before you can finally hear it, that breathing, the breathing of the earth. And then so many hours more, so many nights more, before you can accurately match that breathing with your own.
You know, it's amazing.
Tell me, Brent.
The whole time you were talking, that whole lyrical whatever, I was watching a helicopter slowly crash in Lisbon.
How did they get a camera on it?
The camera was inside. Some reporter. They tried to fly above the wave, but it clipped them just enough to...
Oh.
I just sat here and watched them go down through the lens of a camera they were holding.
Like you're dying through their eyes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What?
Imagine there was a way to watch that video over and over until you reached a point that you could literally feel that crash. The pain, the heat, the metal bending and wrapping around your body. That you could feel it just as much as they did.
That's what you have with the earth.
That's right.
You're saying that just from going into the woods night after night...
Or fields or meadows.
And breathing alongside the earth, you somehow synced up?
I mean, I couldn't prove it to a scientist. I only know the two things happened in close succession, one after the other. I breathed with the earth, and then I felt the earth. And I've been feeling it ever since. Weird hearing just nothing on Brent Free.
Well, congrats, my constipated friend. You achieved what the FCC couldn't.
Well, the calls are still coming in, right?
Oh, we got calls. No fear, we got calls coming up.
So can you unmute them so I can hear? What? What's funny?
It's just, I was thinking...
What?
Worst superpower ever.
What do you mean?
Foreknowledge of the end of the world paired with an utter inability to do anything about it. You take the cake, Leo Short. Truly.
The world's not ending.
Excuse me?
The world's not ending.
You literally just said this isn't gonna stop.
I mean, obviously, many lives are ending, sure, but that's not the same.
Oh, fuck you. No, fuck you, no way. Are you about to get going on some Earth is healing, we are the virus shit? Because I'll tell you right now, buddy, if it's the end of the human race, I consider that the end of the world.
It won't be the end of the human race. At least I don't think so.
Oh, so there's limits to your psychic powers.
Oh, yeah, they're super limited. I barely know anything. All I know is how the Earth will move and the immediate natural result. Like, for example, I know that everyone who lives near any coast in the world will be dead by Best guess, about 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, God almighty.
But the people in the middle of the continents, the ones who won't feel the direct impact, only the results?
Like us.
Exactly. The rest of us, with no power, no communications, way less food, way less medicine, all social stability gone. What happens because of that isn't up to the Earth, so I don't know how it's going to turn out.
You're saying we can survive, just...
It'll never be easy again. None of us will ever know rest, not for generations. Every meal we eat will have to be grown, or hunted, or hoarded, or taken by force from somebody else. Every time we go to sleep, we'll risk somebody killing us for the packet of crackers in our pocket.
Jesus, fuck.
No, but Brent...
I only just got rich. I had like a year of it.
But this is where you come in, Brent. This is where you shine.
What? Me?
All that scary shit I just said, all of it can be mitigated by one thing, right?
Suicide?
Numbers. People banding together to combine their food, their medicine, their weapons, taking turns watching while other people sleep.
What are you saying right now, Shorty?
Can you please unmute the phones, please? For me, you said I gave you great ratings.
Oh, best I ever had. Ever will have.
I just want to hear them. It would mean everything to me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Anything for you, baby. Fill your boots. Let's party. Hear that, Shorty? That pack of sonic coyotes?
It's like hearing a dream come true.
Well, drink it in, Damien, because it's all for you.
No, but you know what that is, right?
What? What are you saying?
All those calls from all over this country. Those are our numbers. Those are our people. That's our nation.
Our what? What's our nation?
Yours and mine. Think about it, Brent. When it dawns on everyone that this is real, that it's irreversible, that there's no going back, anyone who doesn't just give up and die is gonna start building their army. Their friends, their neighbors, anyone who can carry a steak knife, and whoever has the biggest one of those, they're the nation. They're the new country.
How did this conversation get even more insane?
And normally, that would be whoever has the best leverage. The most guns, the most food, whatever. But today, our leverage beats everyone else's.
What leverage? What could you possibly be?
Me! I'm the leverage. The leverage is me! And that beats anything anybody else has to offer. Guns, tanks, missiles, none of it matters. Because I'm the only one who knows where it's safe to sleep at night. The Earth's not gonna stop moving, not for 100 years, and I'm the only person alive who can say, go that way if you don't want to die.
Leo, you think you and I are gonna... that we're somehow gonna...
That's our citizens calling in right now. They're waiting for you to tell them to grab all their food and all their weapons and get to Denver right now while the roads are still open. You said it yourself, Brent. You've got the show. I've got the bowels.
You're completely out of your mind.
I don't live in Casper, Wyoming. I'm not here for a convention. I stopped off here on my way to you, Brent. But I'm about to get back on the road, and I'll be with you in a matter of hours.
Okay, you need to stop. I need to think.
There's no time to think. Nobody knows that better than me. There's only time to act.
Look. Just stay where you are. I just need a couple of minutes.
I've been alone my whole life, Brent. The last person who wanted me around was my mom, and she died years ago. The only thing that's gotten me through those years without blowing my goddamn brains out...
Oh, God, please don't say it.
...was your show. Your voice, making fun of us, talking shit like a buddy would, like you were right there. And I would sit there, and I would listen to you. And I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help but have my one dear, sweet, shameful, secret wish. one day, he'll need me as much as I need him.
Leo, this is a fantasy, man. You and I aren't going to start some, what, nomad utopia? This is a delusion. We're just a couple of assholes.
Listen to all those rings. Does that sound like a delusion to you?
I want to go back.
The Earth doesn't do that, Brent. Never has. I gotta hang up now. Get off the John. Get moving.
No, Leo.
I can't talk, drive, and feel the Earth, so I'm gonna focus on the last two. I'll be there soon.
Leo, please don't hang up.
But
please.
I have to, Brent. How else can you take all those other calls?
Other? You think I'm about to start recruiting, Leo? Like I'm some kind of... Leo, please keep talking to me.
Oh, my God. My legs are so asleep. Should have seen that coming.
Leo, wait. I can't! Leo! It's too much! I can't! Fuck! Oh, fuck! I only just got where I wanted to be. What do I... So fucking many of you. What do you seriously expect me to... What do you think I'm gonna... Fuck! Fine. Let's do it. Who's first? Who's my first... What? What's... Where did everybody... Where the fuck did everybody... It's my connection. Folks, give me a second here. I just need to... Everything looks fine. What the hell is... Folks, if you're calling in... Just keep trying. I'm having some kind of, wait, where the fuck is... CNN can't just vanish. Wait, well, why isn't anything... Why the fuck isn't anything... You're Google! Google doesn't stop! Nothing's... Mom! Leo, if you're listening.
Gideon Media presents The Earth Moves by Mac Rogers, based on an idea by Abe Goldfarb, directed by Jordana Williams, featuring Abe Goldfarb and Brian Silliman. Sound design by Kara Ellenfelt. Produced, edited, and with music by Sean Williams. Special thanks to Steve Alexander, Chris Chapman, Aaron Griesover, Dan Coyce, Kate Cosma, and Seth Sheldon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.